Indian men have it rough at home. There just aren't enough women to go around. In much of India, there is a millennia-long standing preference for male children and a dearth of female children due to socioeconomic reasons, sex-selective abortions, female infanticide, and the simple health and neglect of girls that can lead to higher mortality rates among the fewer girls that are even there, particularly in rural and impoverished areas. But when you live in a society with too many men, the scarcity of women can lead to their commodification and their value can increase wildly. And many of these women know this. Also, in an ever interconnected world, especially in Western nations, it is women's choices that are driving the social landscape of marriage and pair bonding. At least statistically, women, it would seem, at least most women rather, most women would rather be one of many to a successful, tall, handsome, rich man rather than the singular wife of a normal everyman. The Pareto principle, or the 80-20 rule, has obviously found new relevance. Originally an economic theory, this concept highlights an unequal distribution of outcomes. It's been observed in everything from business to sport and is now becoming observed in the dating landscape in the current year, and the years preceding it, of course, suggesting that 20% of men attract 80% of women's romantic attention and success. And in India, there is one ingenious, or some may call sleazy, depending on who's speaking, there's one Indian man who understood this and how to monetize it. And in a world of catfishing, this man chadfished over 700 women in India who dreamed of catching their handsome, tall, successful, rich American man and then be whisked away to their new Manhattan penthouse, only to be left with the realization that their reach exceeded their grasp. It's a new year, and in 2025, I'd like to draw your attention to some cool new and classic designs over on my shop. It helps the channel very much, and with a wide variety of designs, I'm pretty sure you'll find something that you will like. Link to find them is in the description, and a very hearty thank you in advance. Using a chiseled Brazilian model's photos and videos to pose as an American freelance model who often visits Delhi for work, Tushar Singh Bisht, a 23-year-old Delhi resident and recruiter at a private company, was recently arrested in East Delhi for defrauding over 700 women with his fake profiles on dating platforms. While maintaining a stable day job, it was his nocturnal activities that brought in the real money through manipulation and blackmail of his chad-fished targets. Tushar used a virtual international number to pose as a US-based model on Bumble and Snapchat, targeting women aged between 18 and 30. Now, after gaining the trust of the women, he would then request intimate photos or videos under the guise of friendship. Initially, these activities were for personal amusement, but soon escalated into a calculated scheme of extortion, and that's according to police. If a victim refused his demands for money, he would then threaten to upload their explicit content online or sell it on the dark web. And his crimes came to light after a Delhi University student reported him for extortion. The cyber police traced his activities and arrested him, recovering much incriminating evidence, including his recovered phone number, chat records, and credit cards linked to various bank accounts. Now, some are finding this hilarious catfishing turn of play, some that it's ironic that an Indian is scamming other Indians, or horror that these women were emotionally violated and then extorted. It really depends on who you're talking to. But think on this. Over 700 women were chadfished by this Indian man. It was these Indian women that, like women around the world now, are technically able to expand their potential dating pool globally with social media platforms. And they're not looking for the food vendor at the end of the street selling his wares from his cart. No, They want it all. They want Western, they want tall, they want handsome, and they want wealthy. And they paid the price for their delusions. Obviously, and albeit a very different price than one that the legions of simps do when throwing their money at Instagram models and e-thoughts, hoping for even a smidgen of recognition. But it really has to be understood that before the age of social media, most women, no matter how beautiful, most women would have had their potential mating pool consisting of their own town or maybe the suburb over, to now where literally the entire planet is now their potential pool. And the results of which, well, they've been disastrous for humankind. While most women that sell themselves on platforms like OnlyFans or related sites make next to nothing, there are still some of these beautiful but unremarkable women that have been made into multimillionaires by preying on the abject loneliness of countless men. And most of these women have utter contempt for those that seek out their favor. Obviously, something has gone seriously wrong in the last 20 or so odd years. Women are wildly overestimating their own worth while being used as pump and dump fluff in their prime years, while at the same time thinking that all of the normal men around them just aren't good enough. And this ballad to the brainless, well, it isn't ending well. 45% of women between the ages of 25 and 44 are projected to be single and childless by 2030, and that's in the US alone. New words like incel, e-thought, catfish, simp, and others are being used to describe the maladaptive manner in which human pair bonding has broken down in the West and has thus become normalized. We are indeed at a social and perhaps a civilizational crossroads. And this is nothing to say about the major and massive gender imbalances that are forming via mass migration from places like India into the West, with all of the known and accompanying social, economic, and criminal ills that are associated with said gender imbalances. But that is for another video. So that's it. That's the end. If you liked the video, please give it a thumbs up on the way out. If you'd like to help this channel, it'd be very much appreciated. Ways of doing so are in the description. Also, please subscribe to me over on Rumble. All videos like this are published there first. And a lot of videos that you wouldn't be able to watch on YouTube are also published there. So with that, thanks, and I'll see you in the next video. Bye for now.